is just a little talk with Jesus able to do all that the song claims? Number one, make it right. Number two, take care of prayerful yearning when our heart is turning to heaven. Number three, make us whole. Number four, clear the way. And number five, take care of doubts and fears. All right. Well, the questioner has reference to a song that is sung occasionally, just a little talk with Jesus. And so that everyone's comfortable here, I had a talk with Jamie about this earlier, and I told him this question had been asked, and he knows that I was going to discuss this tonight, so I'm not targeting him or anything like that. And he was very comfortable with it, and he said, go ahead and talk about it. And so I said, okay. So I just wanted to let y'all know that up front so that you won't think that there's a problem or anything between me and Jamie, because there's not. All right? Okay. So having that out of the way, let's think about the song, Just a Little Talk with Jesus, for a minute. Well, the Bible certainly commands us to sing with both the spirit and the understanding. And 1 Corinthians 14:15 says that. And of course, that means that we need to understand what we are singing when we sing it. And so let's look at the lyrics of this song. You might want to follow along your songbook if you'd like to. I think it's like song 959 or something like that. It's somewhere in the 900s. But the lyrics are as follows. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Sometimes my path seems drear, without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to Him in prayer. He knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And then the chorus goes, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell Him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning, as your heart unto heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It makes it right. Okay? So those are the lyrics to that song. Now we'll say this, that those are the lyrics in our songbook. And there may be other songbooks that have different lyrics to this song. It is not uncommon for the lyrics to change from book to book in different books. And so you got to pay attention to that sometimes because it might change. And I know that in some of the older songbooks, the lyrics in the chorus wasn't when you feel a little prayerful yearning, but when you see a little prayer wheel turning. And you say, well, what's a prayer wheel? A prayer wheel is something that Buddhists use in their religion. And it doesn't have anything to do with Christianity, but the original writer of the song used the concept of the prayer wheel in the chorus. Well, that's certainly not something that Christians use, a prayer wheel. We don't have a wheel that spins, and by spinning that wheel, we're offering prayers to God. We don't do that. But that's not the lyric in our songbook. That's a lyric in another book. But the one in our book says that when you feel a little prayerful yearning. Okay. So let's just deal with what we have here and see. One cautionary statement that I would like to make about song lyrics is this, that lyrics are usually composed in poetic form, and they are frequently metaphorical in nature instead of literal. Now, what's the difference between being metaphorical and literal? Well, when you're using a metaphor or figurative language, you're not talking directly about the thing itself. You're talking about something else. So if I were to say, my wife is as sweet as a box of candy, or something like that, I'm not saying my wife is a box of candy, right? I'm saying she's sweet as a box of candy, which means that if you were to taste a box of candy and find out how sweet it is, it makes you feel good, you know, and all that, that my wife is like that, okay? But that's not a literal statement, that's a metaphorical statement, all right? It's a figurative statement. But if I were to say, my wife has brunette hair, then that's a literal statement. I'm making a literal statement about my wife's hair color, okay? And that's something that could be taken literally. Now, most lyrics have a combination of things. Have a combination of figurative language and literal type language. And so how do we construe this one? Well, there are some figures in this song. Light from heaven is a figure indicating truth, I take it. Bathing the heart is a figure. We don't literally bathe the heart, right? That's a figure. Clouds of doubt is a figure. Mists of sin is a figure. And those things are used in sort of a metaphorical kind of way. At the same time, the song is speaking about literally talking to Jesus, because it says in the second stanza, you know, I go to him in prayer. And that's one of the questions I think the questioner is asking, is that do we go to Jesus in prayer? Or should we be praying to Jesus? You know, does Jesus, when we pray to Jesus, does it make it right? Does it take care of a prayerful yearning? Does it make us whole? Does it clear the way? Does it take care of doubts and fears? That sort of thing. And, of course, the Bible teaches us in several places that when we pray, we're to address our prayer to the Father. In fact, Jesus himself, when the disciples said, teach us to pray, Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you know, and pray in this manner is what Jesus said. And then in several places in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talks about how we're to pray to the Father, giving thanks to the Father in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. And that's Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17 and many other passages as well. And so I would say that by and large, when you look at the New Testament, you're going to find that the predominance of teaching in regard to prayer is going to be to address the Father and not address Jesus directly. Now, having said that, are there examples of people praying to Jesus in the New Testament? The answer is yes. There are some examples of that. In fact, in John chapter, let's see, I'm getting a little ahead of my notes here, but we see that in Acts chapter 1 in verse 24, the disciples were gathered and says, they prayed and said, you, O Lord, who knows the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen. The one who knows the hearts of all. That's a reference to Jesus. And they prayed to Jesus in Acts 1 and verse 24. Stephen prayed to Jesus in Acts 7, 59 through 60. Yet those were some remarkable circumstances, granted. Paul thanks Jesus in prayer directly in 1 Timothy 1 and verses 12 through 13. And so, the New Testament gives some examples of prayer to Jesus. In that regard, I couldn't say that it would be sinful for a person to do that. Now, but it's not the predominant picture of how we're supposed to pray. We're supposed to pray to the Father in the name of the Son, Jesus the Christ, as predominantly the New Testament indicates. But when the song says, I go to him in prayer, is that true? And the answer to that is yes, it is true in the sense that Jesus is our mediator. And in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5, it says, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ, right? He's our mediator. And when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, we are going to Jesus, the mediator, and then to the Father. Okay, so we do go to Him in prayer in that regard. He's also our intercessor, according to Romans chapter 8 and verse 34. And so He intercedes for us. And that happens in prayer also. Now, so that's one aspect of this song, I think, that maybe the questioner has in mind. And in that regard, predominantly, we should address our prayers to the Father through the Son. But if someone were to pray a prayer, thank you, Jesus, or something like that, I can't see that the New Testament would say that's wrong to do something like that, especially when there's some examples of people praying to Jesus in the New Testament. Now, some might look at John chapter 16 and verse 23 and Jesus' statement there. And Jesus makes this statement here in John 16, verse 23. He says to the disciples, "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you shall ask my Father, or ask the Father in my name, he will give you. You will ask me nothing." Well, what was Jesus talking about in that context? Well, I think he's talking about talking to him directly, like they had been talking to him personally there when he was on the earth. It's interesting also that in John 14:14, Jesus says this, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." And so there, Jesus says, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." And so some translations have the word "me" and some translations don't. But that's another passage to take into consideration in that regard. And so again, I don't think that any of these passages give us a hard and fast rule as to whether or not we ought to or ought not to pray directly to Jesus. And so therefore it's going to be up to the individual person and what he is comfortable with and what he can conscientiously do and say in that regard. The other part of the song, and which I'm a little bit more concerned about, to be honest with you, in Have a Little Talk with Jesus, is in the first stanza when the songwriter says this, "I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole." Now, some might read into that the idea of salvation by the sinner's prayer. You know, having a little talk with Jesus made me whole. And so all you have to do is just say a prayer to Jesus and you'll be saved. Now, the song doesn't specifically say that, granted, but it does seem to kind of indicate that. However, this is, again, lyrics. And lyrics are intended to be construed in many different ways, not necessarily literally, but sometimes metaphorically. And we just sang another song this evening in a metaphorical sense. You know, Jesus walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. Well, is Jesus literally here walking beside me and talking directly to me? Well, no, he's not. Well, what does that song mean? It means that I have a relationship with Jesus and that he does talk to me through his word. And when I listen to him, I obey his voice. He's talking to me. And I talk to him in the sense that he's my mediator. He's my intercessor. And I can talk to him in that sense. And so, you know, these songs, sometimes we don't want to get too hung up on the lyrics. So can we construe this in such a way that it doesn't mean that we're saved by a prayer to Jesus? Well, I think we can, but again, it might be stretching it a little bit to do that. You know, in the Bible clearly says that we're saved by and through the Word of God. In James chapter 1 and verse 21, it says, "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Now, Peter also wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another with a pure heart fervently, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Well, if we consider that having a little talk with Jesus means that I'm letting His Word talk to me, then yes, when I have a little talk with Jesus and I'm listening to Jesus talking to me through His Word and I'm obeying His Word, then yes, that makes me whole. And I can say that having a little talk with Jesus in the sense of listening to His Word and obeying His Word made me whole. But if I mean by the song that I'm just going to say a little prayer and that that prayer is going to save me, then that's certainly not right. And we shouldn't sing the song with that understanding. We're supposed to sing with the Spirit and with the understanding. We should not sing the song with that understanding. We should sing it with the understanding that Jesus talks to me through His Word, and then that's how I came to understand and know what He wanted me to do to be saved. Now, if we can't do that, then we're going to have to abandon the song. But if we can do that, and we can sing it conscientiously, then I think that that's just fine. And so, again, that's probably not how most people are going to interpret that. If a visitor were to come into the assembly and look at the lyrics of that song, the visitor might construe that song to mean that, well, these people believe in saying a prayer to Jesus just like I do, you know. He might. I don't know. You'd have to talk to him and ask him about that, if that's what he thinks or not. But it is a possibility. And so in that regard, it may be better to err on the side of caution and to exercise judgment and think about the lyrics of that song as it is printed in this particular book. There may be other books that print different lyrics that are different, that are not like this book. And so, and maybe those lyrics, we've used those other lyrics in times past. But maybe the lyrics in this book are different from the other lyrics. It may be that that's the case also. So we are concerned about salvation. We are concerned about teaching God's plan for man's salvation, and that's what we want to communicate. And I think we're all on the same page in that regard, that we want to tell people what Jesus said about salvation. And so we've got to have a little talk with Jesus in His Word to get that message. And of course, Jesus says in His little talk with us to hear Him and believe it, repent of our sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized for the remission of sins. If there's someone who needs to do that tonight, then we're ready to help you. If there's someone who needs the prayers of the church also, now is a convenient time, and you may come now while we stand and while we sing.